execution, you know, a lot of the time. And we all got to do a better job. I got to do a better job throwing the ball, being more accurate and making better reads. And a lot of things are correctable that were not so good today. And we've got to give the Jets a lot of credit. They played, you know, a good game defensively. We had our chances.
Are you getting any flashbacks to last week with another last-minute scoring drive attempt?
Well, I thought, you know, we had a chance there. We just, you know, didn't execute well in that two-minute possession, and that's something we've been good at. But the Jets were better at it today than we were. So, you know, it's frustrating to, you know, I think we had really high expectations for this game, and we just didn't put it together very well. But we'll learn from it and get back to work this week.
Did they show you anything different from what you were expecting, knowing you?
We prepared hard for them. They're always challenging with the different looks they give. It's a very talented team. So, you know, a lot of them we had worked on. I mean, I think we had a good plan. We just didn't execute it very well.
I went to the hurry up a lot. Was that to minimize their pass rush, and was the consistency of that a problem for you today?
Well, we tried to go hurry up pretty much the whole game. And we had some good opportunities, I thought, to take advantage going fast. But in the end, it didn't help very much. So we just thought we had some plays that we could have made that were there to be made. And if we make them, we get first downs, and we got to do a better job in the red area. I think that's 2 weeks in a row where we haven't been very good in the red area. That has to improve. I think there's a lot of things that have to improve.
How comfortable were you with the wristbands and just the that play brings
to? It was fine. You know, we worked on it. A delay of game calls, I got to do a better job with those. They don't come up very often, but when they do, they hurt, and they hurt us today.
How much did you guys miss Walker today?
Was one of the reasons it seemed later in the game you tried to motion him around was to maybe get him in a different corner and create something maybe more favorable matchups for him?
Well, I think Revis did a good job, and he's a good player, and, you know, Randy's a great player, so we got to find ways to get Randy the ball, and didn't get it to him enough today. Julian filled in for Wes and did a nice job. Joey made some nice catches. So, you know, we've got to get back to work and try to take the positives from the game and then learn from the mistakes that we made and move forward, because, you know, we play a tough Atlanta team next week.
Tom, no sacks. They did hurry a little bit. How effective was the blitz and the overload and things like that, the whole package?
Sure. You know, it's a good blitz team, and they get there and they get home, and there's tight coverage. I think a lot of those things were I think we were trying to get a guy on a guy, and sometimes they came free, just scheme-wise, which is tough and forcing us to throw the ball a little bit earlier. But, we just got to connect more often. I think that's what it comes down to.
Tom, a year ago, Edelman was catching. I was throwing passes instead of catching him. How would you say that he fit in today?
For a couple weeks with the injury, which, you know, that sets you back a little bit. But he's a tough kid and works really hard. I think he had a good week of practice. He's going to build on this. I mean, he made some nice plays out there. I mean, he does a pretty good job for being a quarterback, an ex-quarterback. He's kind of a tough competitor. So, you know, when Wes gets back, it's going to be a good group.
Tom, how comfortable do you feel now relative to where you were in that 2007 season when you guys were really firing on all cylinders?
Well, you know, I think we're not really firing on all cylinders right now. And we've got to identify where the issues are and try to correct them. I think that's most important. It's a different group. It's a different year. It's different defenses. It's a lot of different things. So we're trying to execute better than we did today. I mean, to not get the ball in the end zone, that's unacceptable. You're not going to win any games if you don't get the ball in the end zone. And we did the same thing last week until 5 minutes left in the game. So, you know, we got to do a better job, you know, throwing the ball down there in tight quarters. And if it puts too much pressure on the defense when you don't score a touchdown.
Tom, are you in Galloway?
Just in terms of your comfort level, personally out on the field, in the pocket, timing with your receivers.
Well, I got to do a better job. I think that's number one for me. I got to do a better job doing what I have to do, and that's making reads, making calls, committing penalties, making accurate throws, making good decisions, and leading us to the end zone. So when you don't get in the end zone, it's not a very good day for the quarterback.
Tom, how much of the air pressure was
surprised with the wrinkle with the armbands? Theoretically, what was the advantage?
Well, I wasn't surprised. I mean, we worked on it all week, and we executed it well all week. I don't think the wristbands had much to do with our execution. We called the plays. Everyone knew the plays. We were, we just weren't huddling. And we were getting out there and using a little bit faster tempo than normal. And, we just didn't execute very well.
How much did their pressure affect your accuracy? You talked about being more accurate. Did they fold the ball
sooner? Well, sometimes you let it go sooner, and sometimes you're able to hold it. And I think, it goes all the way around. There's times where I had plenty of time and just missed. And there's times where they came a little bit, just with their pressure package, and I held on to it a little too long. So you got to recognize the blitz and get the ball out quickly. And we got it out quickly. We just didn't complete them.
Can you remember a time of back-to-back delay of game penalties when you were under center?
No. I mean, the second one, I didn't want to take a timeout, so I just let the clock run out, and we went back five more. It was 3rd and 14. So, the first one, it's just being unaware of the clock.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys.